The Wine of Mercury by Joshua Gage, from Mythic Delirium number 30. Blasted in its orbit around the sun by radiation, solar particles, and any debris its surface-bound exosphere let through, Mercury was instant death to animals or plants. Even the algae we used to terraform Mars would burn. But the deadly crust is rich in helium-3, enough to fuel a fleet of torch ships. The soil also abounds in iron, titanium, and magnesium ores. Where man was afraid to go, we sent machines to burrow deep inside the rock, then nanomachines to build even more, robots like African termites erecting towers and solar cells, collection modules, even cargo satellites that orbit until full, then return to Earth. All of this without a human being or anything else organic to give life to this all but lifeless rock. Still, we came, descending upon the southern pole to defy astronomers and theoreticians. Using the ice for water, we built shelters and gardens, discovering the volcanic soil's secrets. Yet Mercury is a god of wind, impossible to catch. No grain would grow, no vegetable. Only the grapevines, warming their roots to water beneath the surface, showed any attempt to thrive. Almost at the pole at Chao Meng Fu, we crushed finches and bamboo, a Riesling crisp and effervescent with hints of citrus. Man and his horse in the wind is a petite Syrah whose grapes wake up wallowing in the sun. Dark as the Mercurian horizon, this wine lingers like dusk upon the tongue, edged with violet. To the east, the Boccaccio estate bottles Filostrato, a wild Zinfandel, but their signature is Decameron, a Primitivo grown from old-world vines from southern Italy, rich with the hint of a naked kiss after a year-long stint in space against a background of tart cherry. To the west, the Ictinus pteridome makes Temple of Apollo, a Chianti Classico, with a body of red fruit and cathedral ghosts that finishes clean and dry. The enologists up north at Li Ching Chau press Jasper Lute, a Dionysiac Sauvignon Blanc, lush with flavors of key lime, birdsong at dawn, and green silk against waking skin. And Bijou Tree, an aged Cabernet, with an earthy bouquet and flavors of forgotten lovers tinged with blackberry and ginger. The nanominers pocked the soil for oil and helium-3. The great Caloris Basin shimmers blue with solar panels. But here at the pole, sipping a vinous glass before the second sunrise of the day, I know the true wealth of Mercury and toast the stars.